Hey everyone, it's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are new to listening to this show, welcome. I hope you guys enjoy it and find positivity in it. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. Yes, guys, I have been gone for some time, but let me tell you, it was very much needed in that I was able to just kind of take a lot of the lessons that we've done together on this show and really apply it to myself. You know, it's one thing to say it, but you got to also live it. So I've been definitely taking that time to really like get to using those tools for myself and to really come back and say, yes, guys, it has helped me stay positive. Let me tell you that, okay? I just can't wait to continue doing this journey with you guys and know that not only being positive is just being happy or anything, but it's really applying things to help you day by day with any struggles you're going through, and just know that there is good in every day. Whether it's a bad day, there's always a good thing in that bad day. So just remember that. Now, I hope everyone's having a good week so far. We are close to the weekend and we're in June. I know last time we did this, it was March and it was on my birthday. And I did an episode with my brother. We talked about unusual facts and that was fun. And now we're in June. And you might be like, what have you been up to? And I have been just, like I said, I've been using those things in my life and exercising that. But also, guys, honestly, I've just been away from technology. Like, I'm rarely on Instagram unless I want to post something encouraging, of course, for you guys. Or, you know, I've just been going out too. Like, I've been just trying to be present and checking out my surroundings, you know. I also started a new job, so that's definitely kept me busy as well. So I've been getting into that and just, you know, making sure I do the best that I can do when I'm there. And by the time I get home, I really take that time to pray and just, you know, not take on burdens. You know, we all go through like some real stuff like that will just kind of either make us, you know, worried or concern or, you know, stressed out. So before we go into that, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, and Anchor, and you can click that follow button to join the Brit Positive Fam Bam and download the podcast so you can listen to it on the go. All the links are down below so you could join in spreading the positivity with us. Now, as you already know, if you are a newbie, we do this thing called Brit Positive Quote of the Day, which is, what is coming is better than what is gone. I love that. Sometimes we kind of be looking at what's gone away, and whether it is good or bad, it does bring in some kind of sadness. And it's like, come on, guys, let's get excited for what's about to come. You know, there's good that's coming our way too that we can enjoy. So, you know, that's just a good thing to remember sometimes. Okay, now let's get into our topic of the day. Our topic of the day is how to deal with stress/worries. Okay, I know every single human being out there has been going through stress and worries, especially since this whole pandemic thing. So we're all in the same boat when it comes to that, okay? But while I was on my break, and I have noticed for me personally, like there's been times where I've actually seen stress and worries, but like, you know, this time it's like I've actually noticed it to the point where it's like what it was doing to me. Like some people are quick to be like, oh, don't worry about it. But it's like sometimes your body just takes it on. Like I might tell myself, okay, I'm not worrying about it. But then at the same time, I'm freaking out, you know? And it's like, how do I catch that, you know? And be like, nope, I'm not doing it. Stress and worries can come through whatever situation you may be. Work, school, you know, friends, family, relationships, you name it. It's something that occurs in just about any angle you look at. And for me, one of the first things that helps that I would encourage you guys to try is deep breathing. Sometimes in the moment when we feel flustered or, you know, stressed out, it's like our body gets really tense and stiff, and it's like not a lot of air is getting in there, and you just got to remember to keep that oxygen going because it does help you live and it does help your brain to calm down as well. So definitely take that deep breathing. You know, if it's just a minute or two, just kind of like focus on your breathing and nothing else in that moment, because that will definitely just kind of give your brain a break from taking on all that stress, you know? So start off doing that in any time you run into feeling worried or stressed, okay? The next one is plan on dealing with it later. Okay, guys, so when I say this, it's really just like putting the time aside to tackle whatever you're stressing about or whatever that is an issue in the moment, deal with it later. Because sometimes when it occurs, like, you know, it's like something that like, distracts you, or you're in the middle of something and then a problem occurs and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is too many problems at once. Like, I can't, I'm just one person, you know? Well, in order for you to feel calm still, or for you to feel as if you have a bit of control over the situation, is just to say, you know what, I will deal with that later. It doesn't mean you're ignoring it and it's gonna go away on its own, but you're gonna set some time for it. Make that problem an appointment. Give them a point. Give whatever the problem is an appointment. Say, all right, I will see you at 4 o'clock later today, but right now I'm not dealing with you, okay? If you have to say it out loud like that, do it, because it is all in just, you know, keeping your sanity and keeping your well-being in your mind and soul that, you know, if you don't have the time right now to deal with an issue, it's okay to put it aside and say, I'll do it later. And of course, you'll be at a better headspace when doing that as well, because when I think of it, it's like sometimes when I do just take a break from whatever I'm doing that's stressing me out and I get back in there, all of a sudden, whatever that was, something that seemed like a problem to me, is no longer a problem. I just kind of have a solution to how to navigate it better with a clearer head. So this is why too, if it's just not the time to deal with it, it's just not the time, and it's okay to postpone it and handle it later, okay? The next one is talk to someone you trust, okay? So when you guys are going through some stress or worries, it's always good to talk it out and talk it with someone who you can trust and someone you are, you know, comfortable with in sharing. And also just keep in mind there's two ways of this to go down. You can talk to someone and of course let them know you are willing and open to getting any advice or, you know, some take on the matter. Or if you're a person who just really needs to hear it out loud but you need like a sounding board, let that person know. Let them know like, hey, can you just be a listening ear for me? I just want to get this out. And they shall be that for you if, you know, if they're the person you feel that will respond nicely to that request. Because some people will feel like, no, I want to tell you this is what you need to do. But sometimes we just need someone to listen. And it's not about them. It's just about your problems. But mind you, you be the person to decide whether or not you want to share that with whoever. It's not for everybody, but it is good to talk it out. And sometimes, I don't know, for me, when I'm talking about some things I'm going through and I hear it out loud, it might make me change my perspective on the matter. Like, oh, it's not really that much of a stressor as it I thought it was. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, when a teacher, this is a weird example, but just bear with me. A teacher will be like, hey guys, you have about 2,000 words to write or 3,000. We're like, whoa, that's a lot. But then when you look at it, it's like about 8 pages you're writing, or, you know, more or less. But it's not like the crazy amount that, you know, that you had might have assumed in your mind that you're thinking like 2,000 words or more. Like, how many pages are those, you know? So it's just, it's like one of that. It changes your perspective on the situation once you see it, like, or hear it, you know? Because even so, when you write it down, have you guys ever done like pros and cons lists? Like, sometimes you can always take a situation you're going through, and if you're, you know, struggling in making a decision regarding how to approach it, you can make a pros and cons list as well. If you don't want to talk to somebody, you can literally just write like, okay, what's the pro in this situation and what's the con? It just kind of minimizes the impact it might throw at you at first, where you take it on so, you know, strongly and feel stressed and worried about it, that when you actually put it down on paper and you're looking at it and you're breaking it down, you're like, this is nothing, you know? Just kind of, that's another thing that has helped me out, so I just wanted to share that with you guys, is, you know, try that. It can definitely help. The next one is pray, okay? Pray. Go to church. God is here to take away our burdens, and I will say that to the day I die, because it's true. A lot of times too, we kind of act as if we're God, and I know that sounds kind of far-fetched, but bear with me. It's like, we think we have to figure it all out. And it's like, no, you don't. You're just human. You're supposed to just live life. So my next suggestion is for you guys, if you can, and if you're willing, is to pray. Just give it to God. He's there, you know, arms open wide, literally saying, give me your burdens, I will take it from you, you know. And that's such a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing that I encourage you guys to just take that time and pray, you know, and really even read the Bible and just see what it says about worry. It has so many things about worry that there's so many times even Jesus himself says, do not worry, you know. So in keeping that in mind, it really gives you that perspective, like certain things are just not worth worrying about. And if you do worry about them, don't continue. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of encouragement I've gotten from that as well. So wanted to share that with you guys. Next one I got for you guys is, if it hasn't happened already, no point in wasting time and worrying about it. So I don't know about you guys, but, and maybe it's for those who have anxiety out there or so, but there's just been this thing where a lot of us will start stressing over something and just ask the simple question, has it happened yet? And that's when it's like you backtrack and go, no, it hasn't. So it's like, why are you freaking out? You know, there's nothing to freak out if it hasn't even happened yet. And you don't even know if it's going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. You will never know until it happens. So, you know, I would definitely love to encourage you guys to just don't stress about something that hasn't happened yet. Whether it's, you know, whether you want to approach somebody and ask them something and you're worried about how they react, or if, you know, you were trying to get something done before it was due and it still hasn't happened and you're worried it's going to be a fail, or, you know, whatever the worst case scenario you came up with in your head, don't believe it. It's just something you created in your mind. In reality, I feel, at least to give yourself a break from this kind of stressor and slash worry, is to not worry about it. If it's something in your head that you conducted and you're there like looking at all the scenarios of how it could go wrong, just completely wipe that from your memory, because it hasn't happened. And I just like that it's that it brings you back to reality. Like, it's someone like snapping you out of your imagination, you know, when you're a kid and you could be daydreaming in class and like the teacher's like calling you like, hey, pay attention. You know, it's like that. You're telling yourself, pay attention, like in the moment you're in now, and don't be thinking like the worst that can come in the future. Now, I know this is kind of like a little bit of a survival instinct of humans, where we tend to kind of try to prepare ourselves for the worst, but literally you're just robbing yourself in enjoying the moment you're in now, which is a moment where nothing bad has happened. So why freak out about something that hasn't happened yet and think of the worst and be feeling awful and stressed, and whether you're crying or angry or you're scared, it's like you're bringing all those emotions on when there's no reason to as yet. Like, just do what you can now, and by the time whatever that prediction you had made happens, you'll be like, it didn't happen the way you thought. And it just makes you feel like, why did you waste your time worrying over nothing, you know? So that's just to encourage you guys as well to not believe the lies you make in your mind, even though you do it out of just trying to be maybe cautious or so. I get it, but really don't take that on. If it hasn't happened, there's no point worrying. Just do what you got to do in the moment you're in, okay? The next one is, remember, you are only human, okay? You are not God. So do not feel, and this kind of goes back with, you know, giving it to God as well, but do not feel like you always have to take on every stress and worry and like figure out a plan and answer to it all, because it is not going to happen. Just accept that, okay? All you can do is take it one day at a time. All you can do is do all the best you can and let the rest be, you know, like trust God in the matter. Like, literally, that's it. That's all as humans we can really do with all that we can do, you know. A lot of us really tend to just take on so much and try to have the answer to everything. And it's like, we will never have the answer to everything. And we have to be okay with that, you know, and some things that we can't prevent too, we have to also be okay with that. And just know you can only do what you can and just be the best you can be and be okay with that. The next one I got for you guys is, go for a walk. All right. A new scenery helps you look at your situation differently. And by doing this, it will help you see things in a new perspective. So, you know, I encourage that if you're ever feeling frustrated and stressed out about something, you know, take that time if you can to just go for a walk, whether it's around the building, whether it's around your neighborhood, whether it is to the park. I'm telling you, this helps change your perspective that by the time you get back, whatever you were worrying about and stressing about was not even worth it, okay? It's, you know, problems occur. They always do. We get that, right? But at the same time, it's just how our mind is in that moment. You just gotta, you know, when it's like your back is tense or your foot or your hands, whatever it is, it's just a little bit tense with the muscles and all. Doing this is like, you know, massaging that muscle, like going for a walk and taking a break and like changing your scenery all helps that mind of yours to be massaged out and not as tense and fickle as it was before when you were looking at a problem. Now that is, you know, now that you got your massage, you feel better, aka your walk, okay? Your walk is your massage and for your mind is what I'm kind of, you know, emphasizing here. But this is all to just help you guys once again to not take on that stress or worry so much. And these are things you can do to help you get through it. So definitely go for a walk, you know, whether you could go with a friend or so. When you do that 2 second, like, feel better mood, you will feel better in that your problem won't even feel like a problem. It's just another task you got to get through and you'll get through it. Another one I have for you guys is change your routine. Okay, remove distractions. So I'm going to try to explain this the best I can for you guys. So what I mean by this was changing your routine. I don't know about you guys, but have you ever noticed, like, sometimes we will be so stuck in a routine unconsciously that when problems occur, it's kind of like, whoa, what is this? And it's because it's not a part of our routine that we kind of set in our mind. And, you know, maybe this is just me, but, you know, if you are out there who can, you know, understand where I'm coming from, then great, because then hopefully this can help you. Because what I've tried, and it's pretty cool, is like, you got to change your routine. So what you kind of used to do, like waking up in the morning and just like running to the shower or whatever, and you get to work, you drink your coffee, you're doing all these like things that it's like a pattern at this point, switch it up, because it kind of gives your mind a sense of like you have control over your emotions, meaning like you even have control over your day, let alone your emotions, that when a problem does occur, instead of you going to your regular, you know, switch of a mood of being stressed or worried about something, you, if you could switch your morning where you're like, I'm going to wake up earlier than I usually do, or I'm not going to drink coffee, or I'm going to go for a walk more as against before I wasn't. When you see that your routine has changed in that way, where you are deciding what to do in your day to make it different, it definitely helps you feel that control in that whenever there is a problem presented and something that might have in the past made you stressed and worried about, you can now have a way of conducting yourself in how to approach it, as against letting it just freak you out in the first second. You can be like, no, I can deal with this later, which would bring in the whole, you know, advice I gave earlier about saying you can set time to deal with that later. I think sometimes we don't even think we could do that because we're so set in our routine and pattern of like how we just do things, that it's like with the change of your routine and then for you to just like have things, of course, problems happen to everybody, so like whatever throws your way, it's like you can control the way you react to it. And so this exercise can just kind of set your mind into that like reminder, you know, even you just do anything, just change up something in your morning, your afternoon, your night. Just do it, just to kind of say like you do have some control of like how you're going to react, and more so you're not going to allow certain things to just get to you. So, you know, so I found this very helpful, and that whenever did any, you know, problems occur, it's like I didn't react the way I used to. I would just kind of take a step back and be like, all right, let me look at this a different way. And this is based off of me even changing my routine, hence why, you know, I was off podcast for a minute, but I'm back, don't worry, your girl's here. But I also found it as such a refreshing thing, like just, you know, based off of that time off that I've had, guys, like I've seen things with like such a new perspective. I've been actually doing things to kind of change like what's been going on around me and how I react to it and stuff, because like it's life. It's all a part of life, all these things, but it's just how we react to it is really the problem and not so much the problem itself. You know what I mean? So we gotta just train ourselves to kind of like know how to deal with it, and only you know you and how you deal with it. And I'm just doing what helps me, but these are things that I really just think will help you guys. And last but not least, this is my favorite, guys. This one's my favorite. Remember, every problem is temporary. Okay, so sometimes we may face something, a challenge, and we're thinking this is taking so long, like we want it to go away, we don't want to feel like this anymore, and you know, you name it, we felt it, right? But you got to keep in mind too, which will help you feel calm, that will help you not feel that stressed or so, because you got to know that, and you got to think about this too, a problem you've had before, right? If you can just remember any problem, tell me you're not facing that problem right now. You know what I mean? Because it's past. That is something you've dealt with maybe when you were younger or so. Like, you know what I mean? Every problem is temporary. And I love that because I felt that too. Like, they don't last, you know? So you just gotta keep on going and move on, you know? And don't let it linger, or don't sit in it and like talk about it for so long. Like, you know, find a way to deal with it and deal with it. And move on. And next thing you know, the problem is behind you. You leave it behind you. And you keep working towards a happy, healthy, positive life. Okay? Because in being positive and just looking for the positive and being that for yourself and others, it takes a lot of work. But you gotta do the work. So a part of these things, like worry and stress, those things try to hold us back. But don't let them. You know, these are things that we can try, the tips I've given you guys, these are things you guys can try so that you can get over that and continue just being good, just living that life, because life is all about living, life is about enjoying. So find the time to enjoy it. And actually, that does leave a nice little point as well that I want to add, is make time to do things you enjoy and try new things. Even though you may be going through something that's tough, still remember you are a person and you are living. You are a human being that needs to still live, okay? So definitely explore, go out to a museum, do a puzzle, color, go for a walk, go hiking, ride a bike, you know, enjoy the day you're in, because you're alive, you know? So that is also something that will help you get over problems and worries and stresses out there, because you're taking care of yourself at the end of the day, you know? Well, that is all I have for now, but thank you guys so much for listening. And if you like what you heard, please click that follow button and like button if there's one there, so that I can see that you guys are receiving good positive vibes out there, and I will continue posting more episodes along the way. Thank you guys once again for tuning in, and remember to spread positivity, and we will be back again soon. Take care, you guys. Bye.